Hello. Today on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question about punctuation marks from Luai in Syria. I hope you can tell me about the difference between punctuation marks such as the semicolon and the colon. Luai, Syria. Dear Luai, thank you for writing with this very interesting question. Even native speakers have trouble with these punctuation marks when writing English. Let us begin with the simplest one. The colon is two dots, one over the other. It has three main uses. One is to introduce a list of things. The part of the sentence before the colon should be an independent clause. Here's an example.
Ashton likes only three kinds of fruit, colon, apples, bananas, and cherries.
You should not use a colon when the list is part of the independent clause, as in,
Ashton likes apples, bananas, and cherries.
Note that these things are separated by commas, but there is no comma before and. You can also use a colon between two independent clauses when the second one explains the first.
We ate all of the ice cream, colon. It was too hot this afternoon.
Third, you can use a colon to emphasize a phrase or word at the end of a sentence.
After hours of work, we saw what we wanted, colon, a clean house.
Moving on to the semicolon, you may say it looks like a period or a dot above a comma. We use a semicolon to connect two independent clauses that have related subjects. For example,
I think we should study in the bookstore, semicolon. My friend works there.
You should never use a comma to connect two independent clauses. Note that the semicolon takes the place of any conjunction that might connect two independent clauses. A good test of whether you have used the semicolon correctly is to replace it with a conjunction, that is, or, for, and, or but. Here is a sentence with a semicolon between the two independent clauses.
The cat came in the door, semicolon. It was carrying a mouse.
When we use a conjunction, we no longer need the semicolon.
The cat came in the door and it was carrying a mouse.
I hope this answers your question, Luai. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Jill Robbins.